This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're back with hour number two of Ron Zedgy Today, live nationwide and all around the world. And our first guests this second hour are a giant group and two members of that group that are huge in the business of music, and that's Fleetwood Mac. Joining us will be Mick Fleetwood and Stevie Nicks. Later on, actor Dirk Blocker, who, of course, is not only an actor in his own right, but also the son of the late Dan Blocker. He's got a children's book out right now that we'll be talking about. Then Michael Berryman will be here. He is a character actor that I'm sure once you see him, you will absolutely know who he is. If you want to look him up on Facebook or Wikipedia, you'll see what I'm talking about. And Valentine's Day is coming up Tuesday, and giving us some great ideas for that sweetheart day is Claudia Lombana. And that's all coming up this hour with Ron Zedgy Today.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to start the year right and keep that warm and cozy feeling going all winter long. Right now is the perfect time to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. That's $30 off and endless variety of gourmet choices, from incredible steaks, premium chicken, delicious pork to seafood. There's something for everyone, and every bite is backed by their 100% money-back guarantee. Visit omahasteaks.com today. Enter TREAT at checkout to get $30 off your order. Order with complete confidence today, knowing you're ordering the very best. Visit omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.
Right now, you can eliminate odors, mold, mildew, bacteria, and viruses in your home with the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The Eden Pure Thunderstorm uses oxy technology that naturally sends out O3 molecules that seek out and destroy odors. The thunderstorm doesn't mask or cover up bad smells. It eliminates them, leaving that fresh, clean smell, just like after a thunderstorm. The thunderstorm is small, plugs right into the wall, and fits in the palm of your hand. Put one in your basement, bedroom, family room, kitchen, or anywhere you want clean, fresh air. It even includes a USB cord for your car or truck. Right now, save $200 on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-pack for whole home protection. That's 3 units for under $200, a fraction of the cost compared to other air purifiers. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use discount code USA3 to save $200. That's EdenPureDeals.com. Use USA and the number 3. Shipping is free.
And we are back live nationwide and around the world. You're listening to Ron Zedgy Today, and that is one of the super groups of music, Fleetwood Mac.
Joining us right now is the talented Mick Fleetwood and the lovely and talented Stevie Nicks. Hi, Stevie. Hi, Mick. How you doing?
Hi. How are you?
It's so good to have you on the
what
show.
What an intro.
Tell you something, it's from the heart, Mick. Believe me when I say
Thank
it.
Thank you.
We want to talk about a lot of things, but I'm excited about the fact that coming up here, I'm going to kick off a tour all across the country. You guys got to be excited for this.
That's what we're sort of made for in many ways. I mean, just this, the whole making of the album and doing such things as doing these interviews, all of it's part of what we do, but the real end result is walking on those stages and playing. This is what we dreamt of doing when we were teenagers. It certainly was with me, and I think the rest of the gang pretty much the same way. So it's the real thing, is getting in front of people and playing your hearts out.
Now, you talk about the new album, which is out, and this is something that, you know, we've been waiting for a long time. But, you know, Fleetwood Mac has gone through, as both of you know, because you experienced it, you've gone through a lot of metamorphosis over the years, but it looks like now you're having more fun than ever before, even though the texture of the group, the makeup of the group has changed several times since its origin back in the late 60s.
Well,
I wasn't there in the late 60s.
She wasn't there in the late 60s.
And everybody's so kind.
I was somewhere, but I wasn't there.
No, I think the reality is that the legacy of this band is, God knows, a fairly extraordinary one since 1967.
Yeah, really.
When, way back in the boonies, back in England, and all of the changes and all of the things which many of you out there know about the histories and the people who've come in and out, and certainly the advent of, if you like, this incarnation of Fleetwood Mac and the people that are involved with that coming out of hardships that we had. I mean, it's no secret. We worked very hard to keep this band together, and there have been times when we've drifted apart. The reconvening, which really was 6 years ago when we all got back together for the dance, is really what this is all about. The fact that we're doing this album now came out of that, a really enjoyable tour. We had a great tour, a very successful tour, thank goodness. And it really struck a note with all of us that this is still possible to do. We still basically love to do it and make the music, and certainly Stevie and Lindsay with their writing allows them to do what they're made for in many ways, is to get these songs out, and that's what we're all about. So doing it now is really I think in many ways is sometimes, I think, easier. There are hardships, there's differences of opinions about certain things, but we have, I think, a much better way of handling things as people. You know, we're not as wild, as crazy as we were back in the 70s. Speak
for
myself.
None of us are anymore.
In the 70s and 80s. No, but it's there's more common sense involved somehow,
sure.
You know, which I think it's important at this point in our lives.
The original group, of course, John, Peter, and now Stevie, you, of course, were teamed up with Lindsey Buckingham prior to joining Fleetwood Mac. When you were working with Lindsey, did either of you think one day that you'd be combined with another band to make it even better than it ever was?
No, but we didn't, because when we moved to Los Angeles, we were pretty, you know, we'd been sort of a duo for many years in our young lives at that point in 1971 when we came to Los Angeles. So we, of course, thought that we were just going to continue on with Buckingham Nicks. And then when Mick called us, my interesting story is that I went to the record store and spent our last penny on all the Fleetwood Mac records and sat on my couch, listened to them back to forward,
wow,
to front, and said, you know, I think we can be a part of this group. I think we can bring something to this group. And then, of course, I said, and in case we don't bring anything, at least we'll make some money in the next couple of months, because we were so broke, you know, that it was like, whatever, we need to make some money. So, and these guys were genuinely interested in having us in their band and also paying us really good money right from the beginning, $200 a piece. That was $400 a piece, which was riches to
yeah,
us,
sure.
You know. So it was, you know, and at that second, you know, when I sort of went to Lindsey, I think that we can do this. I think that we can add to this band without losing our own selves, you know, without losing what we do. And, you know, wow, the rest is history. We did manage to merge the two musical genre entities, you know, into something that worked really well.
Unbelievable. Now, Mick, Stevie and Lindsey, of course, were with a band called Fritz, who were kind of successful. I mean, they did openings for Creedence Clearwater Revival, Janis Joplin, Jimi Hendrix. Did you know of them back when they were working in the group Fritz?
No, I didn't. But my first, literally, I walked into a studio, and as the story goes, I was looking for a studio, and an engineer producer, Keith Olsen, happened to be at the studio, and literally just for want of a better, put up the album that he'd worked on, which was the Buckingham Nicks album,
right.
And that was the first time that I heard both of them, and
you needed a guitar player.
About 3 weeks afterwards, our guitar player Bob Welch left, and I remembered hearing a couple of the songs that Keith had played, and I phoned him up, and that's how we got in touch with Stevie and Lindsey.
Also, I
correct.
Want everybody to know that on the Today Show, in their concert series, they're going to be performing on NBC, and then in April, when we're going to get you a date as soon as we know it, we're going to sit down on Dateline. I'm looking down this 40-city tour. Is there any possibility that additions are going to be made? Because conspicuously missing is Orlando, Florida, and I'm saddened by that.
I don't know.
Oh my goodness. We just haven't decided yet. It's very possible that we will continue. We just don't know yet.
Now, you know, you have influenced, both of you have influenced a whole slew of people. Stevie, who were some of your earlier influences?
Well, I had many, you know. It's like I think back to when my grandfather first brought me, when I was in the fourth grade, he bought a record store out that was going out of business and came to the house with a truckload of 45s. And at that point, he brought into my life the Everly Brothers. That's the ones I really remember. Mm-hmm. The Everly Brothers, Marty Robbins, many different country artists.
Wow.
So then when I was in the fourth grade, I was a country artist. But then, you know, switched to San Francisco in 1966. Then I was, you know, standing in my bedroom with my brush, using that as a microphone, singing along to Janis Joplin.
Sure.
So I kind of switched over from country to rock, even when I was still living at home, before I even knew I'd be in a band. So we went into Fritz, the band that was from San Francisco, and we did. We opened for Jimi Hendrix and Janis Joplin and all the San Francisco bands. So we then became totally part of the rock culture in San Francisco. Anyway, in our eyes, we did. Nobody else really know about us, but we thought. So my influences were very different. If Lindsay's band had been a country rock band or a country band, I probably would have went that way.
Mm-hmm.
But as it was, when they called up, you know, it was like it was a rock band. So I said, well, goodbye country, hello rock and roll.
How about you, Mick?
What my influences?
Yeah.
Strangely enough, when I was boarding school in England, we used to get one radio station. It was Radio Luxembourg, and the mention of the Everly Brothers, I have to say, the Everly Brothers and Buddy Holly were one of the, if not the first influence on me in terms of someone actually at that point didn't even know I was going to play drums. But shortly after that, my aspiration to play drums definitely was seeded. I was very young. I was probably no more than like 10 and a half, maybe 11, when I decided I was going to play drums. And those were the people that I listened to.
Very cool.
And then just odd things happened later on, you know, in terms of people that I got to listen to.
Well, I urge everybody to be watching the Today Show and Dateline in April. Check out the tour of Fleetwood Mac by checking into www.fleetwoodmac.com. Hey, Stevie, Mick, thank you so much for doing this. This has been a real treat. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Our very special guests, Stevie Nicks and, of course, Mick Fleetwood from Fleetwood Mac. Check out their website, www.fleetwoodmac.com.
And we will be back with more live nationwide and around the world with Ron Zedgy today.
Yeah, here you go again. You say you want your freedom. Well, who am I to keep you down? It's all right, it's to play the way you feel it. So listen carefully to the sound of the Lord.
I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
At St. Jude, researchers are working around the clock to find new ways to combat the deadliest childhood cancers. This is a St. Jude moment.
My name is Joel, and I was diagnosed with osteosarcoma, which is bone cancer, and I came to St. Jude as a 7-year-old because doctors had discovered a tumor in my right shoulder. St. Jude was amazing early on. You know, even as a 7-year-old, they found a way to explain it to me, to have other people talk to me. That by the time I walked out of here 7 months after the amputation, I was fully adjusted using my left arm, you know, so I could jump right back into school and have no qualms or no worries about that at all. So I'm lucky enough to be married to Lindsay, who is also another former St. Jude patient who I actually met at a St. Jude event. She was in the middle of her treatment. I had finished mine just a couple of years before and just told her I loved her. Luckily, she reciprocated, told me the same thing back, and we were fortunate enough to get married on the St. Jude campus.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Nationwide and around the world, it's Ron Segi today. Our next guest with us, not only a great actor, but he's making his literary debut with a new book out right now called Master and the Little Monk. Joining us right now is Dirk Blocker. Hi, Dirk. How are you? Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Ron. I appreciate you. I'm glad to be here.
I saw this book, and I was blown away. I did not realize that you had such a strong passion for youngsters, and you went back to school after so much success in the entertainment business so that you could teach elementary through high school between acting projects. That's great. Tell us about what made you do that, Dirk, before we talk about the book.
Well, you know, there was something that I think had kind of been missing, but I couldn't quite put my finger on it, but my wife was able to. She said, you know, for years I've heard you say that if you had one regret was that you started working right out of high school, and you never had the college experience. And then I kind of realized, well, that was because that's something my dad emphasized so strongly in my life. So things weren't just flying off. The phone wasn't just ringing off the hook. I was getting a job occasionally here and there, and I wasn't pursuing it as strongly as I had when I was younger. And so I said, well, if I were younger, and she said, well, you're going to be 50 years old with a degree or without a degree. It's up to you. So she's always right. So I listened to her, went back to school, and struggled through math and some of the science work, but really enjoyed the experience a lot. And then afterwards got my teaching credential and started teaching school, loved it, enjoyed the experience very much.
What happens on a student's face when they walk in the classroom and they see Dirk Blocker as their teacher? I mean, it's got to be a little bit of a shocker at first, don't you think?
Well, to tell you the truth, outside of the theater arts departments or the film and television department, some of those people knew who I was. But, you know, largely, to tell you the truth, a lot of the young people were, they just knew I was Mr. B or Mr. Blocker. They didn't put two and two together quite often. So that, and actually, I kind of preferred that, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, sure.
It meant I didn't have that to deal with. I could just be who I am,
right,
and present myself as a teacher.
Well, let's talk about this book. Okay, first of all, who did the drawings in it? Because they're really very well done.
I am so thrilled. Eric Scottness is the young man's name. He was an artist who worked on the show, on Brooklyn Nine-Nine, the show I'm here in.
Sure.
And we became kind of friends over time. And so when I set out to do this, I thought, I need an illustrator. I think this book really could use some illustrations. I mentioned that to him, thinking he might recommend someone. And he said, well, do you mind if I read the story? And I said, no, here, read it. He came back and said, I would love to do this. And
really?
I said, oh, well, great. And he said, but I've never done it before. And I said, well, I've never published a book before, so we're both in this together. Let's do it.
Well, the point I like about the story is it applies so much to youngsters who have problem of being in the in crowd. A lonely young boy who is befriended by a unique mentor, if you will. I don't want to give any of the stuff away because it ruins the whole idea. Maybe you can describe it better without tipping the scale as to what happens.
You're doing a great job, Ron. I appreciate it, and that's exactly right. Life has dealt this young man some challenges that are a little more significant probably than most of us experience, and that leads to loneliness. He is an outcast where he lives. But his joy for life and his loving nature really inspires this other character who witnesses his his comings and goings, inspires him to kind of take him under his wing, so to speak. So I'll just see if I can help you a little bit without telling the young man he's helping him. And they go on a journey together, basically. And through it, the young man learns a lot about his life and about who he is and also about where maybe the purpose he has on this earth.
I think that's probably a message that is very good for the youth today. It probably has been very good for the youth for 1,000 years. We just don't recognize it as much as we do today when we hear in the news about children who seem to be, like, not in with the in crowd. And the peer pressure at a young age is brutal, is it not?
It's incredible. As a teacher, I saw a lot of that. And in fact, one of the things I would try to influence my students to consider is that you don't have to decide right today, what is it? What am I going to do with my life? Who am I going to be? I know you're getting a lot of pressure from your parents and from people to make a decision about what college you're going to and this and the other. And I said, that's understandable. And you do have to consider the realities of the earth. But I said, but most of us spend our entire lives trying to figure out what is our purpose here.
Mm-hmm.
What are we here? Because every one of us has a unique quality that lends itself to our fellow human beings. And, you know, and sometimes it takes a long, long time. Sometimes we're in our elderly age before we actually find it.
Right.
That search, that journey, is really what life is all about. That's really more important than success. I've known a lot of terribly successful people who weren't very happy because they hadn't really discovered, what do I have to offer that's really unique and important to my fellow humanity.
Yeah, you know, and unfortunately, when you're going through that climb to whether it's the top, the middle, where you ever end up, is that you don't know what it's going to happen, and you always think that, boy, you know, I'm never going to make it or, you know, be financially successful or anything. You know, I want to talk about your remarkable career. You started as a contract player at Universal while still in high school. You mentioned the fact that your Brooklyn Nine-Nine series, Detective Hitchcock on Fox, is a critically acclaimed comedy series, but I go down everything that you have done. It's really amazing. A Little House on the Prairie, also MASH, Newhart, Criminal Minds, ER, Matlock, there's Johnny. List goes on and on, including Baba Black Sheep. Did you play on that when Red West was in that series?
I did. I was on that show from the pilot to the last episode. It was a great experience, and yes, Red West joined us, I think, in the second season, as I recall. Mm-hmm. I think that's when he joined the show. So I got to know Red. What a terrific guy.
Yeah.
And he brought incredible stories with him, and his work was just terrific. He really, he enhanced the show quite a bit.
Yeah, he had some great stories, and of course, we lost him last year. You know, Dirk, I'm going to say something here, and I say this complimentary, okay, so please accept it as that. A lot of times we remember where we were when major things happened, when Kennedy was assassinated, the 9/11, Elvis died. I can still remember, as it was yesterday, where I was and what I was doing when I learned of the death of your father.
Well, that's an incredible compliment, I suspect.
Yes, it is. Absolutely.
I certainly do. Of course,
sure.
Naturally, I'll never forget.
Sure.
But I have people say things like that to me, and it's never a burden for me to hear that. It's always it's uplifting because it's great to know that my dad touched as many people as he did.
Oh, I think more than a lot of people imagine, probably more than he imagined, too, I would assume. Well, Dirk, you are a great guest. You really are, and I wish you much luck with this, Master and the Little Monk. Will there be other literary items that will be coming out under your heading?
Well, I love to write, and
good.
So we'll just see. You know, I it's a very therapeutic endeavor for me, and I enjoy the process. So if I'm moved to put something else out there, if I feel like something out there is worth sharing, I will.
Well, Dirk, I hope that you get moved, because I tell you, this is a nice piece of work. I'm actually going to get two copies, one for my granddaughter and one for my grandson. I really mean that.
Thank you. Thank you, Ron. I really, really appreciate it.
You're a great guest. Would you please come back and join us again, Dirk?
I would love to.
Okay, let's make a date of it. And congratulations on Master and the Little Monk, the latest book by our guest, Dirk Blocker. A star in his own right, and, of course, the son of the great Dan Blocker. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
USA News Update. Another unidentified object has been shot down today.
This went over Canadian airspace. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau tweeting that Canadian and U.S. aircraft were scrambled and a U.S. F-22 successfully shot it down. NBC correspondent Dan DeLuce raising the question, why are we seeing so many?
Is this because there's a heightened sensitivity as the U.S. and the Canadian military watch the airspace over North America?
Trudeau said he has spoken with President Biden and Canadian forces will now recover the object. I'm John Schaefer.
The Texas Department of Public Safety says no more troopers will be disciplined over the response to the Uvalde mass shooting. The DPS investigated the conduct of seven troopers. One was fired and another faces termination. Chiefs linebacker Nick Bolton on when it actually hit him that he's in the Super Bowl.
It really didn't hit me until I probably caught one across the stage, man. I started choking for the first time.
Dave Collins, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Nationwide and around the world with Ron Segi today. Our next guest is a very prolific actor. He's got a lot of credits that he has accomplished in his life. One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, Weird Science, The Hills Have Eyes, Doc Savage, Star Trek IV, Cut and Run, Tales from the Crypt, X-Files. And now we're going to add author to his credentials because he has a book out called It's All Good, a Michael Berryman memoir in my own words. Joining us right now is Michael Berryman. Hi, Michael. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you.
I tell you, this is a very, very interesting book and one that deals with something that I'm very big on, and that is perseverance. You are the son of a neurosurgeon father and a nurse mother, yet you decided to go into a business that is very, very difficult, and you talk about it in the book. Tell us about it, Michael.
Well, yes, having a visual difference in a medical condition that is extremely challenging, having a craniectomy at the age 4. I had birth defects because my father went to Nagasaki and Hiroshima when he was a Navy surgeon in the Marines. He went there to see what does the bomb do. DNA was compromised. My birth as a result in a lot of medical situations that were not very fun. But yes, it did give me a unique look. And over time in my memoir, I talk about my earliest memory all the way through to how I got discovered to get into film. It was never a choice of mine to be an actor. I wanted to homestead in Alaska and enjoy this beautiful planet. I love nature, I love the woods, etc. So one day something happened and I got invited to do a movie. Doc Savage worked on one day and I got a phone call from Michael Douglas.
Wow.
It changed things a lot.
Did you have problems because of the birth situation that you had, the appearance that you had growing up? Because children can be very, very mean.
Yes, I had. There was a lot of finger pointing. Mommy, mommy, look at this, look at that person. Yeah, it wasn't so much bullying as it was. Even from my earliest years, I would wear a hat to protect myself from the sun, but also to hide the fact that as far as the fissures open, they reconstructed my skull, no hair, I looked different. And so you try to blend in. So, yeah, I discussed all of that all the way through. And perseverance is an interesting concept. I've always been stubborn. Same time, there have been many, many times, which are also in my memoir, when all hope is lost, like where you just go, I have no idea what to do next, starting over again and again and again. And just like we all have situations, and there's so many times when in people's lives where they wish they could reach out to someone. Sometimes they have connection, and sometimes we don't. So what I'm trying to express in my memoir is to look in the mirror, and even if you're having difficulties, this doesn't fix them. Embrace that person in the mirror. You know them very well. It's going to be okay. It might not be what you need. It's more challenging. So that's what the memoir is about. Brutally, honestly, what it was like for me and how the intersection of serendipity and good intentions sometimes makes a connection. It's like getting a life preserver when you're out at sea.
Michael, was it difficult recalling these memories, or was it good therapy for you? A lot of times writing a book like that helps you clear your mind of that.
That's a very, very excellent question. I would say yes, and also it was an ongoing process my entire life because I was always reevaluating my self-worth, you see. That's when we can sometimes go down the path that spirals. There were times when I would look in the mirror and I'd go, yeah, you're a worthless piece of ass. Why would you say that to yourself? Times when we seem like all hope is lost, or you're just tired, you're worn out, you're ground up. That's when I go out and I'll reach out. If you have a dog or a cat, you know, they'll give you good advice and they give you some comfort. But that's when it's a good time to pry yourself out of the house sometimes and go volunteer. Like I would call the Red Cross and say, hey, do you have any kind of volunteer going on? Yeah, we're stuffing envelopes for a fundraiser. Or I reached out one time to a group and I said, I need to get out of my doldrums. And they said, well, how would you like to be a reader for a blind college student? Sure. If you're having those difficulties, reach out, talk, share with someone. Volunteering is always a good way to go. And it gave me some respite. It gave me a chance to exhale and I go, okay, it's not that he had a situation worse than mine, because who am I to judge, but it got me out of the house. Isolation doesn't help. Being out and seeing other people realizes that we're all on this planet together. I remember seeing pictures of the Earth from outer space for the first time. I never saw a boundary line for a state, province, or country. All I saw was land masses and water. And that's a really good place to start, in my opinion. There's two things that I think cause most pain and suffering in the world. Number one, the God I pray to is better than your God. And also, if I draw a line in the dirt, don't cross this line. Those are concepts that are not healthy.
You know, you are really a great role model. I mean, because so many people think they have a mental disability, a physical disability, some kind of a situation, or they have no disability, but they just don't have any ambition, that they're losers. And to read this book and to hear your take on life is just absolutely amazing. You mentioned earlier the fact that you like the environment, you want to go up in Alaska and just be by yourself. You and your wife, Patty, run a farm in Northern California where you have walnut, apple, pear, cherry trees, and horses. That's got to be a nice life for you when you're not in Hollywood.
That's true. That was back in California. I love that lifestyle. We're in Michigan now. Beautiful here. But, yeah, there was a movie with Robert Redford, and there's a quote. And he says, yeah, I've been to a city once, is the quote. Jeremiah Johnson is the title of the film. I actually met Rod Serling in my late teens, and we had a wonderful conversation. We talked for about an hour. I know Twilight Zone is dated, it's black and white, but you know what? The themes and the humanity that is in those stories are amazing. I recommend it.
Well, you know what? I got to tell you something, Michael. I've interviewed like 20,000 guests over the 32 years we've been doing this show.
Wow.
I must tell you, one of the people that I did not interview, although I did interview his wife, was Rod Serling, because I watched The Twilight Zone every night. I've seen just about every episode about 10,000 times. 2 seconds into the show, I know what the plot is. That's how much of a fan I am of that show, and I never get tired of it. He was a remarkable talent, absolutely a remarkable talent. And to spend that kind of time with him, I envy you, Michael, because that had to be a real experience, a real genius in writing.
It was wonderful. There's a chapter in my book where I cover that. As a matter of fact, in my office, I have the complete white box with every episode. And, yes, I know everyone by heart just about, but they're so well written.
They're unbelievable. I think the first one was The Hitchhiker. I think that was his first episode.
They're just excellent writing.
Yeah, and he dealt a lot with government issues at that time, the Cold War, space. I mean, he was really so much ahead of his time. It was absolutely phenomenal.
That's really true. He had a lot of humanity, and when he left, we met at a Baskin Robbins at night. He said, check out my new show. It's called The Night Gallery.
Mm-hmm.
He had just taped the show. He had a little makeup on. And bottom line is he was cordial. He said, what's your favorite episode? I told him, oh, the henpecked husband that liked to read books, worked in the bank. A lot of sci-fi is their morality plays and their cautionary tales.
Who was the fellow who played the fellow who liked to read and worked in the bank? I can't think. He was a famous actor.
Oh, yes. Oh, God. He was a neighbor to my sister in Topanga.
I got it. Burgess Meredith was his name. Famous actor.
He'd been in everything.
Yeah, he'd been in everything. And they had a lot of actors in there. Don Rickles was in a lot of episodes, and there was a lot of big stars.
Captain Kirk.
Captain Kirk, yeah. Great, great show. I recommend that everybody go out and get this book. It's very good. It's called It's All Good, a Michael Berryman memoir, in my own words. And, Michael, you are a terrific talent, and I wish that you come back and join us again sometime. We'd love to have you back. Maybe we can talk about some Twilight Zone movies.
We can do that. I have your number. I'll be in touch. Shout out to everyone that's going to TikTok and Facebook and helping me get this book promoted, because it's very, very important to me. And the bottom line is, I gave up a year dealing with a big publishing house, but they wanted to change the story into a Hollywood tell-all. And I said, no, it has to be this. This is my life. This is the journey that this kid took, and everybody has a journey. And I want to let all my readers know that we're all in this together. And if you go to Facebook and look at some of the postings that people have said, they're wonderful. I very, very, very much appreciate everybody's effort in helping me get this book out in the bookstores eventually. But, hey, it's all good.
It's that's exactly right. And you did the right thing, and you're a class act. You really are. Michael, thank you for joining us. And we look forward to your return, my friend, okay?
Thank you very much.
Thank you. What a guy. It's a fascinating book. And you talk about perseverance. This man has it. It's All Good, a Michael Berryman memoir, in my own words. Sometimes in this business, you hear a name of an actor or an actress, but you don't recognize that name. But as soon as you see them, you know who they are, and they are character actors. And Michael falls into that category. We were talking about some of the challenges he had when he was born. He had many operations because of the shape of his head. He had a rare disease that results in no fingernails, no hair, no eyebrows, no sweat glands, no teeth. Now that he's a celebrity, people know who he is. They recognize him from the movies. But when he was younger and growing up, he had it tough. We're going to pause for a second. There's more to come live nationwide and around the world. You're listening to Ron Segi Today.
At St. Jude, researchers are working around the clock to find new ways to combat the deadliest childhood cancers. This is a St. Jude moment.
My name is Joel, and I was diagnosed with osteosarcoma, which is bone cancer, and I came to St. Jude as a 7-year-old because doctors had discovered a tumor in my right shoulder. St. Jude was amazing early on. You know, even as a 7-year-old, they found a way to explain it to me, to have other people talk to me, that by the time I walked out of here 7 months after the amputation, I was fully adjusted using my left arm, you know, so I could jump right back into school and have no qualms or no worries about that at all. So I'm lucky enough to be married to Lindsay, who is also another former St. Jude patient who I actually met at a St. Jude event. She was in the middle of her treatment. I had finished mine just a couple of years before and just told her I loved her. Luckily, she reciprocated, told me the same thing back, and we were fortunate enough to get married on the St. Jude campus.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Today, we are live nationwide and around the world. Well, we just finished up Christmas. Now we're into Valentine's Day. But boy, you got to walk on ground that is very sensitive with this, because if you don't do the right thing for your Valentine, you're going to be up a creek with no paddle. Joining us right now, shopping expert, Emmy and Peabody award-winning journalist, our dear friend Claudia Lombana. Hi, Claudia. How are you?
Hi, Ron. Well, I'm going to try and make sure that nobody is getting in trouble this Valentine's Day.
Yeah, I know. That's very sensitive. I saw a note here that said, ask Claudia about some suggestions for the pets we love. And I want to do that. But if we put the pets one notch above your wife, girlfriend, fiance, mother, you are in a world of hurt.
You are absolutely correct. I think that's very true. Now, the key behind the right gift is to purchase something with intention and be thoughtful about what you're giving for those loved ones, because what better feeling is it than when you open a gift and you think, oh, wow, like this person that gave me this really thought about something, you know, lovely, and it's a sincere gift. Go for that angle, and I think you can't go wrong.
So a sweeper was not a good idea.
Nothing to clean the house with, Ron. Nothing for the kitchen, Valentine's or Christmas. Nothing for the kitchen, nothing for cleaning the house.
Your name fits you very well. I know another Claudia that feels the same way about it. So tell us where we start.
The top categories, of course, are candies, greeting cards, flowers, a night out, and jewelry. So you can't go wrong with any of those. We know that, you know, this is a big spending holiday. $26 billion. Whoa. We're going to see consumers spending an average of $193 each. You know, you can't go wrong with a lot of these items and just showing somebody that you care.
And is making a gift okay, or should you go out and buy something?
I think it's really thoughtful if you want to make a gift. Like, I love the idea of making little coupon books. You know, here's a coupon that's good for a night out. Here's a coupon that's good for a coffee. You know, that is really thoughtful because you're taking extra time to make something for somebody.
What about the traditional flowers? Is that still in vogue?
It is the number three top seller. Flowers will always be on the list for Valentine's Day, I believe, only topped by the candy and chocolate category and greeting cards. Flowers coming in third. When it comes to chocolate, I think it's important that we talk a little bit about what to give there. And for me, I'm going to say Lindor chocolate truffles. They're so yummy. It's delicious. They melt in your mouth.
Yeah.
And for Valentine's Day, they actually have seasonal limited edition flavors, strawberries and cream white chocolate, dark strawberry chocolate. They have their iconic milk chocolate assortments. And then they come in these festive packages that are for Valentine's Day. So again, limited edition, seasonal, but these are readily available at retailers all around you. So an easy grab and go last minute gift for Valentine's.
What is the gift that really says love? I really like you.
You had mentioned our pets earlier.
Yes.
When I think of unconditional love, I think of my puppy. I just became a dog mom. I have a three-month-old baby girl at home named Frankie. She is the love of my life. She is so sweet. That's kind of capturing my heart this Valentine's. Stella and Chewy's is the leader of raw pet food. And, you know, our pets were meant to eat raw. Nature intended it that way. So with Stella and Chewy's, they're freeze-dried, everything from treats to meat. They even have these cool meal toppers. It's a dust that you can sprinkle on top of your dog or cat's food that's raw and good for your puppy, full of protein, different flavors, an easy way to add some love for our four-legged friends. You know, we get that unconditional love from our pets, so we want to give that back to them. And Stella and Chewy's at their website, stellaandchewys.com, can help you do just that.
What kind of puppy is Frankie?
She's a rescue, so we adopted her. Her mom is a golden retriever, and her dad is a black lab mix, so she's kind of the best of all worlds. Smarty, smarty pants.
Is there any formula to picking out a gift? Let's face it, a woman goes out and picks out a gift, she hits a home run. I mean, it's over the fence. A guy, he's a schmo. He walks in, he doesn't know what to do. Is there something that's out there that's easy for us guys who have no clue?
You know, I think something that women can use, or that's like for them personally, maybe something that's focused on wellness, on taking care of yourself, maybe a little bit of like a pampering vibe. There's a new product line called True You, and this is exclusively available at The Vitamin Shop or vitaminshop.com. I think this is perfect for the woman in any man's life. It has ingredients that will help hydrate, brighten, and improve the appearance of your skin, whether it's their body wash, body scrub, lotions, body butters, clean crafted products. They are made with a proprietary formula that's called the Core 5 Nutrient Complex, which means it has great things for your skin like collagen, peptides, hyaluronic acid, again, exclusively available at The Vitamin Shop or vitaminshop.com. So I think for that special lady in your life or for your Galentine's, you can't go wrong with something that is kind of in that wellness category. Here's something to help you take care of you and you know, take time for yourself. So that's a thought gift, I think, for women.
I think that's a great idea. Now, I know that he's probably not listening, but your boyfriend, now, what would you get him? Now, we won't tell him.
Okay, I'm glad that you asked this, and this is a true story. We have recently been invited to a 50th birthday in the summer in the south of France. We are vowing that we're going to go. We're saving our pennies starting now to make that happen, but part of that is language, right? Neither one of us speaks French. I speak a tiny, tiny bit of French, but I'm like, he really wants to learn the language. So, and this is a really cool, unique gift. It's Rosetta Stone. I mean, Everybody knows Rosetta Stone.
Yeah.
This is for that special someone who values experiences. Of course, for travel, you can get way more out of your travel if you speak the language, or maybe you have loved ones who speak other languages. So I think he would absolutely love this. He's also a voracious audio book listener, so he can listen to Rosetta Stone right on the app. They've got 25 different languages to choose from, including the romance languages, since we're talking about Valentine's, French being, of course, one of those romance languages. But right now Rosetta Stone is also offering 40% off on their lifetime unlimited languages subscription. So this is covering you forever at 40% off between February 8th through Valentine's Day. You can get that unlimited subscription for life between those days at 40% off. So I'm going to go with that for him because I want him to speak French by the time we go on this trip in August.
Wow, that's great. Understand now, French isn't the only romantic language. I'm Italian, you know, che bella. That's pretty, romantic.
Yes, and Spanish is also a romance language, and I speak Spanish,
Claudia, where can we go for more information on this?
You can go to tipsontv.com.
You know, we've known each other a long time. What would you get me?
Well, I'm going to want to buy you, like, a really lovely bottle of, a beautiful bottle of wine from California, where I'm from, or maybe some nice bourbon from Tennessee, which is where I'm currently living. So that would probably be my pick for you, Ron.
So you're basically saying I'm an alcoholic.
Not at all. I actually don't even know if you drink or not.
I drink martinis is what I drink.
Oh, I love a martini.
But I will tell you that a new Mercedes certainly wouldn't be off the list if you want to do that. Okay.
I will put that on the list.
Put it on the list. Claudia, thanks for joining us. Happy Valentine's Day, okay?
Thank you, Ron. Happy Valentine's Day to you as well and to your other Claudia.
Okay. I got more Claudias in my life. I will do that. What a nice lady. Claudia Lombana has been our guest, and she's got some great, I mean super great ideas for Valentine's Day. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgwick today.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
$10 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
That's a wrap with Ron Sedgie today, and I want to thank you for joining us for the past 2 hours, and I also want to thank our stars for making their time to come over by our show, and they include none other than Pat Boone from the Moody Blues, John Lodge, Adrian Barbeau.